Mental Health Chats. I'm Claire Davis, and I'm here to help you bring better emotional fitness into your life. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're listening on podcast, please follow. This series is on depression, and I'm here to help managers in organizations to help themselves and their teams to bring better emotional fitness into the workplace. And we can do that by spotting the signs, having the conversations, and bringing positive mental health into the workplace. Today, my guest is Antonia Banowicz. Hello, Antonia. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I'd love you to tell everyone where you're from, because you're my first guest from this area in the world.
I'm from San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, a gorgeous town about 4 hours away from Mexico City. Just fabulous. And we're having a wonderful time living here, I've got to say.
Oh, wonderful. How long have you lived there for?
A year. It's been a year, almost exactly to the day, actually. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So what Antonia is going to talk to us on today is through depression to happiness, a lifelong journey. So Antonia, would you like to tell everybody who you are?
Well, let's see. I'm a real tapestry of different life experiences. I started off in Dallas, Texas, moved to New York City to be an actor. That's where I got my training. Wow. And I did that for many years and had a lot of fun, did some commercials and small bits on soap and all of that. But then I decided doing other jobs to support my acting was getting old. So I actually went back to get my master's degree in speech and interpersonal communication. And that was where I taught at Columbia and NYU. And I had a wonderful time teaching speech, presentation skills, and voice and diction there. And then I went into the corporate world. It was actually a training degree. So I went into training and development, learning and performance in the corporate world, spent many years there. And most notably, I was a chief people officer at Sterling Info Systems. And I was head of HR, learning and performance, office services, recruitment. And so that was a job. All throughout the training and development, I started coaching, and yep. I would coach employees and executives on life issues, but certainly work issues as well. And throughout that experience, I finally left the corporate world because I've always been entrepreneurial. I always wanted to start my own thing. So I went off and I opened a staging company where I actually staged homes for sale because I am a real tapestry. So I wanted.
We're all tapestries, aren't we?
I think so. I think that's what I'm finding out. Yes. So I did a home design to get homes ready for sale for a while, but I really missed coaching. That's when I realized that I was missing my passion. So I went back to coaching in executive coaching. But then I will tell you a little bit about my history with depression. And what became more passionate for me was to actually work with people who are feeling low or blue and help them to have happier days. Brighter, Better Days is the name of my company. And that's, I named it after, you know, wanting to help folks have days that were brighter, that were actually not so great.
Wow, Antonia, what an interesting career. I absolutely love it. And we've actually crossed paths in some of the ways with regards to the learning and development. So that's great.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
So can you tell all the people who are watching and listening out there what your experience is with depression?
Absolutely. And you know, I think it needs to be talked about, and luckily it is being talked about more, but I've suffered from depression throughout my life. It actually started even when I was a teenager. I had the teenage angst. I was very depressed. At one point, I even tried to commit suicide with pills I was taking. Nothing happened. I ended up waking up, you know, several hours, many hours later. I don't know where my parents were at the time, but that's
Yeah. How old were you, Antonia?
I was 16. I was 16. Yeah. And that's the only time I've gotten to that level in my life. And again, I'm sure it was teenage angst, but I suffered from depression on and off. I had some major depressive episodes throughout my life. And it was really tough. I remember being on a New York City subway and just feeling so low and desperate. I had just seen a psychiatrist and I was armed with all this medication and I just didn't know how to get out. I felt trapped. I felt, you know, that everything was closing in on me. I felt hopeless. And I've suffered from bouts of that feeling. It's very extreme. When you're in it, it's really hard to find your way out of it. And probably the last time I suffered from it was probably about 10 years ago. And I went through the dark night of the soul once again. And I was like, I've got to find, you know, medication wasn't working. Therapy was helping, certainly to a great degree. And I'm a big proponent of that. But I realized I had to start taking matters into my own hands and start to figure out what to do to help myself avoid these bouts of depression. And, you know, it's a mixture of life choices, obviously, but I started doing a lot of research and work on my own. I joined a 12-step program, which was very helpful to me. I was doing therapy, which I'm a big proponent of. And I started really doing a lot of study and I started reading self-help. However, I got into a field called the science of happiness.
Yeah.
And it's really neat stuff because it's not anything that we don't necessarily know already.
Yeah.
But it's actually, first of all, happiness is an inside job. You're never going to be happy permanently for the rest of your life. That's just,
yep.
You know.
And we've all got our sad days. We all have our sad days.
Exactly. So, and so it's really a matter of keeping a good emotional fitness level. And I like to call them happiness hygiene habits.
The three H's.
The three H's. There you go. Exactly. And it's doing different habits on a daily basis that you know will help keep you in a better state of mind. And they've actually done studies that have found that these happiness habits can be very effective. There are many of them. You have to kind of choose what's best for you. There's a book called The How of Happiness by yep. Sonia Libermirsky. Yes. And that's a very helpful book. And it actually talks about so many of the different tools that you can use and how to kind of take an assessment to narrow down what's going to be your best fit. However, when I coach people, I find that sometimes things that they aren't using are better fits for them and they just haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
And an example of a happiness hygiene habit is something that's very simple. We've all heard about this and it's gratitude, you know.
Yeah, gratitude. I do it every day, Antonia.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, yeah. There you go. That's wonderful. And, you know, that's something that many people know about and have heard about and kind of go, oh, gratitude. I know all about that. But they actually did, Sean Aker and his team did a study on gratitude and they did it at Amex. And they found out that they did it for 21 days and people wrote gratitude journals and they didn't see any improvement in happiness. So they did some research as to why not, because they thought for sure this would help raise levels of self-esteem at least. And they found out that people were writing the same thing down every day. You know, I'm grateful for my spouse. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful for whatever, my house. And they weren't varying the gratitude elements. So yeah. They had them do it again. And this time they had to write down three different things they were grateful for every day.
Yeah.
And to write down the why. And yeah. At the end of that 21 days, they found there was indeed an increase in optimism. They found that low-level pessimists actually changed into low-level optimists. And that's very hard to get a pessimist to go into an optimist.
Amazing. And funny enough, I used to dabble in a gratitude diary years ago. Like I'd do it a little bit, then I wouldn't do it, then I'd do it a little bit. And then I decided I'm going to do it every single day. And I bought a diary of 7 days to a page. And then I could miss out on a day. And since doing that for the last 5 years, people tell me, my goodness, Claire, you are the most positive person I know. And I think a lot of it has to do with my gratitude diary.
And isn't that something good for you, Claire?
Yeah, and even I do have days that are bad days. We all do. And I remember one day I had a really bad day during one of the lockdowns, a really horrendous bad day. I still found things that I was grateful for. And it was really specific things. So even, you know, one of them was I had a big fight with one of my children and I said, we ended up giving each other a hug.
Yeah, exactly. It can be something that meaningful and small. That's true. It doesn't have to be this huge thing. That's incredible.
No, it's so powerful. And it's getting our brain from the amygdala to the prefrontal cortex, the positive brain.
Exactly.
Instead of the fight or freeze. So Antonia, you've given us so many insights. I just love your work. And I love the fact that you're passionate about the science of happiness, because when it boils down to it, it's just trying to, life should be happy. And, you know, it's interesting, the science, you describing your depression, because 75% of mental health concerns actually start before the age of 18. And
Yes.
When I talk to about depression, says, well, my depression started in my teens. My depression started when I was 10 or whatever age. And if we can work out what we need to do to find happiness in our lives, understanding that we're going to have our bad days. And now what I do is on my bad days, I say, okay, well, this is a bad day. Let's turn that round. Tomorrow's going to be great. I sometimes say, I've had 3 bad things happen to me today. It's going to be great for the rest of the day.
That's so true. I mean, that's a great outlook. And the fact is, you know, you can't chase happiness, you know, because it'll be forever elusive and you're always going to feel inadequate because you don't have it. Yeah. But you can, like you were saying, Claire, do these habits that help put yourself in a more optimistic frame of mind, and then know that there are indeed going to be the bad days, days where you're feeling low or sad, and you just need to take good care of yourself and practice good mental hygiene. You know, we teach children how to do math and English and science, but we don't teach them how to have tools for living so often.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's why I wrote my book in the first lockdown. It's an activity book and it's called Emotional Fitness, A to Z for Positive Mental Health. And it's all about doing activities every single day for our positive mental health. If we can do little things. So it's getting people to write down their activities, color in the book. It's got lovely illustrations so that we are bringing positive mental health, emotional fitness into our life every day.
That's fantastic. And that's really what it's all about, because I think through doing these practices, as you've discovered and I've discovered, that you can start to at least change your outlook. And it's all about mindset, right? At the end of the day, it's all about mindset. Yeah.
Being kind to ourselves. Just be kind.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. Oh, Antonia, you're amazing. I've loved chatting to you. So thank you so much for your positive words. So
thank you. I was just going to say thank you so much. I've loved chatting with you.
Oh, well, I've loved having you on Mental Health Chats. And I think there would be a lot of people who are watching or listening out there who would love to get in contact. So Antonia, where can people find you?
You can find me at my website, which is brighterbetterdays.com. So it's all one run together, Brighter Better Days. Or you can email me at and, and then my last name is written on the screen here, Banowitz, at gmail.com.
Brilliant. And I love that, Brighter Better Days. Wow. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So thank you very much for joining us on Mental Health Chats, and take care.
Take care. Thanks so much, Claire.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.